Now, moving on from the freshman 1 division, we make our logical way to freshman 2. And let's work backwards to this because it's just easier for everyone to understand. So, in freshman 2, Huskies versus Chamonix Powder Blues was the final. The Huskies won in the final 31-0 to win the championship. Congratulations to the Huskies on really a great season. This was a fun team to watch play all season long. They had a great group of players, a really nice atmosphere on the team, very well coached. So congratulations to them on an uber well-deserved championship. Now, to backtrack into the semifinals, even the divisional rounds. The Huskies actually started off the day with a loss to the Buckeyes in the divisional round of the playoffs. So we decided to start off with a friendly game. So this game had no impact on playoff seeding. It was just a game to play a game of football. The Buckeyes beat the Huskies 8-6, and it was a really close-fought good affair, a defensive affair. Neither quarterback had their best game of the season. Diego Laguna passed for 100 yards. Dylan Rossi passed for 82. Mind you, these defenses stood up big time in this first match. Diego Laguna, you know, might not have had his best passing game of the season, but boy, with 2 interceptions, did he ever step up. Carter Martinez and Austin Rose also had a great game in this one of 2 PDs each. And as for the Huskies in this early game, again, this is the divisional round, as it says on the website. It doesn't really matter. It's just a game for the fun of it. Gabriel Marinelli was the big star for the Huskies with 6 tackles and 2 INTs. Gabriel Marinelli is one of those super talented players who probably have also been a star in the freshman 1 division. He's just that good. Now, that was a little side piece just because this was a really close game and I want to discuss it a bit before we jump into the thick of things, which is, of course, the playoffs. So in the semifinals, the Chamonix Powder Blues punched their ticket to the finals with a 12-8 win over their Chamonix rivals, the Chamonix Navy Blues. Well, I don't think rivals is the right term. They're from the same association, but you know what I mean. Now, the Chamonix Powder Blues and the Chamonix Navy Blues, they've been pretty evenly matched all season. Sorry, I was just looking for my words there for a second. Oh, getting all mixed up. Anyways, they've been pretty evenly matched all season. They split their matchups throughout the season. And eventually the Powder Blues are able to take it in this one. And I think essentially is because they're able to protect the ball. They used their main quarterback in this one was Tristan Giroux. Only completed 3 passes, but was able to pass for 36 yards. Most importantly, they only threw 1 interception. So that 1 interception essentially is what gave them this game. Is that 1 last chance for the Chamonix Navy Blues to have the ball in great scoring position. It means that, you know, they just have an extra chance to go ahead and score compared to the Chamonix Navy Blues who threw 2 interceptions. Now, if we look here at the rushing side of things, that's where both of these teams clearly excel. The leading rusher for the Navy Blues in the semifinal matchup was Alexandre Shane with 2 rushes for 50 yards and a touchdown. On the Powder's side of things, the job was mostly done by Tristan Giroux and George Skafidas, who each had a run for around 20-ish yards. So really, again, both these teams, as we've known them for all season, have been great on defense. I was really impressed by the Chamonix Navy Blues by Gian Davide D'Amico, who had 2 tackles and an interception. And I also, you know, they had some other good players rounding out their roster, like Aram Temizian, Justin Paquette, and Valente, who all got their hands on the ball. And I love to see, not necessarily the superstars, the big names that jump off the scorecard, but I like seeing these other players who are getting involved in the game and defending a pass or two. As for the Chamonix Powder Blues, again, very solid defensively, and they were able to manage those 2 interceptions. So Giannis and Nicholas Santorini each for interception, which is huge for them. I really like the play of also Eva Pacheco in the shorts. She was a good shutdown defender, marauding a lot of those shorter zone areas. She was able to get, you know, 2 tackles, but she was able to, you know, just not break up a play, but you could tell the quarterback would see her person was covered, and then eventually move on. So from watching this game, that was someone who jumped off the field for me. And eventually, as I said, the Chamonix Powder Blues took this on 12-8 to punch their ticket to the finals. And in the finals, of course, they're facing off against the Huskies. And the Huskies, I'll pass over this game a bit more quickly, but the Huskies beat the Chamonix White Blues 25-0 in the first round of the playoffs. Unfortunately for the White Blues, they're just never able to get very much going offensively. They were able to pass for 60 yards, which is a decent amount in the freshman 2 division. Except, unfortunately, they threw 2 interceptions and no touchdowns, which really isn't... It isn't quite enough to book yourself a ticket to the finals. On the other hand, Dylan Rossi had an impressive game this one. Despite only completing 5 passes, he did pass for 105 yards and 3 scores. his leading receiver on the night, Gabriel Marinelli, as has been all season. And while Dylan Ross has progressed as a quarterback, sometimes he does revert to the strategy where he goes, where's Gabriel Marinelli? And just chucks the ball up towards him because Gabriel Marinelli is that good and he can go up and catch it. And while that is, you know, it's a strategy that works, obviously, I know his coach thinks the same thing. He needs to be making more reads. He needs to be understanding where the ball should go instead of taking the easier option because you don't always have a Gabriel Marinelli on your team. Ryan Stanfield also impressed in this one. Despite his only one catch, he made a count because it went for a 40-yard touchdown. And he stepped up big on defensively as well, where he had two interceptions, one of which he returned for a touchdown. So all in all, a really well-rounded effort by the Huskies in the semifinal. And that was more than enough to book themselves a ticket to the finals, where they faced off against the Shawmutie. Ooh, sorry about that. Faced off against the Shawmutie Powder Blues, and that game they won it 31-0. So, again, Dylan Ross, he got the job done once again on very few completed passes. He only completed six passes, but those six passes, he averaged around 20 yards completion and threw a touchdown whenever every two passes he completed, so he passed for a total of 113 yards, three TDs. The only blemish on his record was an interception, and let's jump right into that interception. It came courtesy of Peter Kukuris on the Shawmutie Navy Blues. Peter Kukuris had a very solid defensive game, a tackle, a PD, an interception, really. He was a bright spot on this Powder Blues defense, who all in all didn't have their best outing in this game. Now, what I really like to see from the Huskies is that they did such a good job spreading the ball even in a championship game. I know in a championship game, the temptation can be good to go to your main man, in this case, Michael Marinelli, time after time again. Guess what? They only targeted him once, one catch for 27 yards. Aiden Stanfield led the team on a big whopping two targets for a total of 35 yards. But, you know, going down the board, I think everyone had a touchdown this game. Gabriel Marinelli had just one target, and it was Michael Marinelli who had one catch for 27 yards. Adriana Rossi had a great game, one catch for 26 yards, and a TD. Ryan Stanfield, two catches, 20 yards, one TD. You just go down this roster, and every single player was able to get their hands on the ball, which is something we really love to see in FPF Junior. Ultimately, while Gabriel Marinelli might not have had the Herculean game on offense that some people expect him to have, he more than made up for it on defense, where he caught three of the other team's balls, which is more than he caught on offense, actually. So three interceptions. Got his hands on two more for two defended passes and rounded that out with an impressive one pick six, or one of the three interceptions, he ran it back for a touchdown. And what Dylan Rossi wasn't able to do with his arm, he got it done with his legs. He ran twice for 54 yards. And I'm sure he could have ran for more, but as this game started going on, his coach limited him. He said, no more running. Dylan, it's time you need to get this job done with your arm, which is something I really like to see in FPF Junior because it encourages these passers to grow. So really, the Huskies had a really great season. They're a team that was impressive. I liked the way this team played. I liked the sort of ambiance they had, and I was really glad to see them win the championship. And that does it for the Freshman 2 Division.